The Special Budget Committee of Parliament has hinted of plans to investigate the Commissioner of Shraj for alleged financial impropriety in relation to her accommodation. The committee says it would be inappropriate to misuse the taxpayers' money at a time the country is engaging the IMF for a bailout. In an interview with Radio Ghana, a member of the committee, Frank Anodompre, indicated that the committee has the powers to investigate the Shraj boss and ensure justice. He spoke to George Asikri.
Officially, it has not been brought to our notice. The allegations of corruption and impropriety is officially not been brought to our notice. But now that it's in the public domain, I have taken the matter up as a member of the committee, make it aware to the committee leadership. Hopefully, we come to an agreement because there is enough motivation for us to take the matter up. If we come to a consensus that this is a matter we want to investigate, I think that the committee will do a thorough investigation about it. Beyond that, originally, we have an oversight role to play, just as the National Commission for Civic Education and the National Media Commission.
If this matter gets to the committee, what will you be looking at? What are the powers within the committee's boundaries?
The standing orders that we have our powers is equal to the powers of the High Court. What I will be interested in, if there was a tenancy agreement that existed, and if there was any, who are the parties involved? Who are the owners of these properties that we are talking about? Whether some valuation was done. We know that AESL is an accredited state institution to do a valuation. Was there a proper valuation? And then we also need to find out what motivated the Shraj boss to go and live in a hotel. We hear her saying that, well, because funding was not coming forth. That will have to be established. If indeed there was an undue delay in the release of funds to the institution, and that will have to be established clearly. Then again, we need to look at her working relationship. We take that report that there's a certain bad blood between the Shraj boss and her two deputies. And then we look at the annual reports that have gone by. Most of the time we've met the deputies. For 2 years we've never met them.